Don't you just hate when technology does not work with you? I was just about to begin my show and Firestorm crashes. For those who play Second Life, Firestorm is a viewer. It is what we use to access the game. So that's a headache and a half. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. But we gonna keep it pushing in Jesus' name. What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? This is DJ Neo. We're gonna get Firestorm back cracking. Again. But super excited to be here with you guys. Hope you guys are staying inside and safe, unless you have a job where you absolutely need to go outside. If you gotta go outside, then you gotta go outside. I understand. But if you can stay your butt in the house, keep your butt in the house. It's your boy DJ Neo, and super excited to be back with y'all once again. Hopefully I don't crash. If I crash, y'all will know why. Because Firestorm is being a little punk today. Maybe just us streamers. Anyways, anywho, super excited to have you guys join me for our first vlog podcast combo. We're doing a combo this week. We're gonna aim to do things differently from the Neo Networks in the future. So here is what we're hoping to do. We're hoping to do the podcast, release the podcast every Friday. That's gonna be a different episode every Friday. We're gonna talk about Second Life topics and things that are important to you guys in Second Life. We also have available to where you can call in. This is going to be radio show format, so we're going to invite people from all over Second Life to call in and speak their mind. Say what they got to say. Say what is on your brain. And be a part of the conversation. I had to copy my boy Larry Reed real quick. But be a part of the conversation. So that's going to be, we're going to release that every Friday, but we're going to record that every Thursday. So be looking out for invitations to call in on Thursdays. You can check me out on Facebook and on Twitter. That's where those notifications primarily go out. And also on our website, which is dj-neo.net. So that's the first. That'll be on Thursdays. So we'll record it, but we'll release it on Friday. Our vlog will be released every Saturday, along with a blog with a B post on our website. So you'll be able to catch it on YouTube. And there we will stream. A lot of times, our vlog, we will stream live, like we are doing right now. So a lot of times, you'd be able to catch us live when we come out and do it. But then you can catch it on the replay afterwards, and like I said, on our blog with the B on Saturday. And then we will do a blog post every Wednesday as well. So that is the new format for how we're going to do things from here on out. You'll be able to download our podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Those should be up and ready a little bit later on today. So super excited to have y'all check those out so that you can listen, maybe on your way to work, maybe, if you're still going anywhere, or, at the gym. Well, not, you're not going to the gym either right now. Or in your car, going to the grocery store, because groceries, I mean, really, only the most essential places you should be going to. Yeah. That is how we're operating. So, today's topic, we talking about COVID. Ugh, this coronavirus is something else, y'all. This thing is so serious, and I think other countries have taken it more serious than we have. We're finally just now beginning to take it serious here in the United States of America, which is a crying shame. We should have been taking it serious. We should have been worried about Corona, because it's killing. This smog is deadly. It is not out here playing. It is kicking butt and taking names. And many states are under lockdown orders. I know that we here in Colorado, except for like only the most essential of businesses that are allowed to be open, we're under lockdown order. And even when we're patronizing them, we're supposed to maintain social distancing, 6 feet. I always have my face and nose covered. When I go out, I'm gonna start making sure I use gloves too. Because I've gotta be safe. I'm of the at-risk population, being a diabetic, having congestive heart failure and kidney failure. I don't need lung failure. You feel me? So, COVID-19 has a gang of us in our crib right now. And that's a good thing, I think. I think that we as a society, we have become so interconnected. And I'm not saying that being interconnected is bad, but I think that we've become so interconnected that that legit, like, we've become so interconnected that we don't know how to function alone. And I look at religion, especially a lot of us Christians, we don't know how to function and approach God for ourselves. We always need a church. We always need a pastor or a minister. That's me kissing my little cat who came up here. Say hi, Jay Reezy. But we always want a pastor. We always want a minister to go to God on our behalf instead of us going to God ourselves. Instead of us reading our word ourselves, we want to go and hear sermons and be enlightened and being told by these men and women how to be, what to think, what to do, when we should go to God on our own. And I think that that is a huge part of why we are in this mess that we're in. And so I think it's good. And not only it matters, it doesn't matter what religion you believe in, but connecting with your source of faith on your own is a good thing. It's good to do it corporately too. It's good to do it as a group. But if you can do it by yourself, then do it as well. Families that haven't talked in years, or that haven't really talked or communicated or loved on each other and things like that, are having to do it. They're playing board games. They're spending time with each other. These are things that are great things. And there's been a spike Second Life, I've seen more activity. I work at a nightclub, Infinite Possibilities. You see the tag above my head. I'm the IP, DJ manager. I manage all the DJs. And I'm working at IP, when the Lindo machine is paid. And we get people from the Lindo there. It's a gang. It's a crowd. So people are on SL. We're on SL, y'all. We are on that second life. We're living our second lives. And we're connecting with each other through that right now. Which, like I said, to me, ain't necessarily a bad thing. However, however, let's throw some caution. Let's not throw caution to the wind. Let's have some caution. Because there's a lot more people, I believe the SL economy is going to boom. The lending market's going to boom. I'm not an analyst. I don't work for Lending Labs. I don't know how lending go. So if it don't, then it don't. Don't quote me. But if there's more people on the game, then there's probably more tendency to spend lending, to buy things on the game. People don't, I don't know people that join SL that want their, carbon copy, characters and whatnot, that don't have any skin or mesh bodies or custom clothing or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody on SL want to look individual, and so right now there is no better time to be a fashion creator or designer than it is right now, because it is going to be crunk. It's going to be off the hinges. I'm trying to tell you something, y'all. Y'all listen to your boy, Neo. If y'all know Blender, if you know Blender, or if you can get into Blender and do that kind of stuff, this is tailor-made time for you. Money. Money, 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 money. Because people are going to be online, they're going to be shopping. Especially with these stimulus, because a lot of times, a lot of people that are on SL are disabled. So, us Americans that are disabled, and I speak because I am disabled as well. I do work, but I am disabled. And I do receive Social Security disability. I speak to us Americans that are on disability. Don't be stupid. There's going to be a lot of people buying Sims and stuff when these stimulus checks come out. I can already see it. A lot of people that are just going to be spending, 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 spending. Buy your necessities of real life. Real life comes before SL. RL before SL all day. All day. I love SL. I'm on SL morning, noon, and night a lot. But RL comes before SL. So don't be a sucker. Don't be stupid. Don't spend all your money on freaking SL. Some of y'all gonna do that. I already know. I already see it. So, be wise. Be not wise in your own eyes. Be wise. And make sure that you are doing what's right. But like I said, there's going to be a spike in income in SL. It is. I already see it. It's coming. This is not a better time to operate a business. I wouldn't say nightclubs and things because I think we're oversaturated. As a DJ manager, I find it hard to even recruit and find staff right now because I think that there are so many clubs and we're oversaturated. So I'm not saying clubs, but clothing, real estate. Real estate's gonna be big. Real estate's gonna be big. Clothing, real estate, services. Y'all freaky deekies, escorts and all that stuff. there's gonna be some money to be made right now. There's gonna be money to be made, y'all. That's real. There's gonna be some money to be made. Hope y'all like my new studio. We're ready to entertain. We need guests on our show. We're ready and willing to entertain, y'all. Got the kind of sci-fi cyber theme. This is at my office, my offices, my desks and things over there. Maybe I'll give y'all a tour. But we need to be absolutely careful. But there's going to be a spike in income. It's going to be good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. However, you know, there's a spike of people on SL. And that's a good thing. I'm not opposed to that. It's a good thing. We need the spike of people on SL. There's all kinds of things that are getting ready to come down the pipe because of what we're doing. I'm excited. I'm excited because, you know, COVID is a horrible disease and I'm wanting to beat it. Beat it into the dust. And I don't want to see it ever around again. Hey, COVID. But us being in our houses, if we're going to be on SL, then let's do it right. Let's do it right. And when I say let's do it right, I'm going to say the good things and bad things about, you know, SL right now. There's an increased population. But there's also dicks online. Excuse my French. God bless. I'm sorry for using that terminology. But that's the terminology that I got to use. Just jerks. A-holes. You know the kind. Reefers. They out here. Reefers out here. We got reefers. We got, you know, people. Players, you know, ladies, gentlemen, you want a trick because you got Linden and Trick. It's your Linden, it's your second life, it's your world. You do what you want to do. I'm a Christian, I'm not condoning it, but I'm telling you, you know, you do what you do. But there's people out here playing, people out here playing games. It's going to get worse as stimulus checks go out and people actually start putting more money, pumping more money into the lending economy, it's going to get worse. There's going to be more of the tricksters, more of the scammers, all that. So you need to be careful. Be careful where you're buying things from. Don't buy things from random bots. Don't buy copy-botted stuff. You know, these are all precautions that we need to take during this time because the scammers are out there. Players are out there. Like I said, you want a trick? Then trick. Do you. But be careful. Hold on to your linen. Like, clutch it like an eagle's wing. Like eagle's claws, talons. You know, don't let it go. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. I'm talking about, you know, there's a lot of people that are good people on here that I met and I'm meeting more and more every day that are amazing, genuine, kind, sweet, honest, down-to-earth, real human beings. I call you real human beings because you're real. But there are the fakers. But, you know, I'm not even talking about the fakers right now. I'm talking about the people that are just jerks on themselves. Those numbers are gone up too. It's gonna. So, you need to be careful. These are things that you need to be careful about. It's a great time to be on SL. It's a great time to do business. It's a great time to learn something new. You know, there's learning, higher education places on here where you can actually learn. like some real life stuff. Even a roleplay university that teaches some classes where you might actually pick up real life things, like that's Woodcrest University. And I don't even go there. I don't have nothing to do with them. I'm not affiliated with them at all. I just know of them, and I know that they have like Greek classes and different classes where you can go and actually learn something. In philanthropy, I'm a member of Alpha Chi Alpha, and you know, being a member of Alpha Chi Alpha, I'm now the philanthropy chairman, and you know, I see tons of Greek events where they're doing like World Health Day, Say No campaign, different you know, campaigns and fundraisers and things for charity that you can take part in. Be a part of something. Join a Greek organization. Join a club. You know, you're bored. Learn something new on yourself. Travel to a different place. There's places where it's back in time, where you can learn things about the past. There's places that are future. You know, role play. Join the Star Trek, the Star Wars clubs and organizations when you're in role play. Meet people that way. You know, learn, you know, you're bored, you don't got nothing to do, jump on SL, do something different SL. Learn how to sail. There are oceans out there that you can actually sail. I love my yacht. I think I'm Jay-Z in a Big Pimpin' video every time I'm on it. Big Pimpin', Pimpin' Cheese. But, you know, sail, you know, fly, drive, trains. That's the next thing I want to get into, because that looks like fun. The trains, I haven't done no trains, but get the freight out. It's a fun game. But sometimes if I'm absolutely bored and I ain't got nothing to do, I have a truck that is loaded with the get the freight out. I throw my get the freight out hood on. I jump my truck. I do deliveries. Just to drive around and see new stuff. See some crazy stuff on mainland. Try. Explore. Have some fun. Guys, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all of you guys. Be positive during this time. That's all I want to encourage you. This too shall pass. Trouble don't last always. God has a plan. God is working it out. God will conquer and prevail over Corona. And we will be back to living life. And we will be back to being able to go out in the world and do the things that we love to do. But until then, let us make the best of what we have here. Let's make the best. Best of it. Let's love each other. Let's be social. Let's laugh. Let's have fun. Let's kick it. Let's hang out. So anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. For those listening to the podcast, I'm going to end it now, because in the use of me doing an audio tour of my office, y'all can't see it. As audio. So we're going to end that. But thank you guys so much for listening and for being a part. And look forward to next week for that one. For them. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and stay connected. Alright, this is Apex Conglomerate, that is my company. This is our recording studio, this is my office, Yeah, some, lounging areas. Some personal office area, I like to play games, so got my video games, pool table. My assistant over there sitting down doing what he's supposed to be doing. My desk. It's not fancy. Show you the dressing room because it's a whole different environment from where I was. This is a skybox. But this I have here for when people come on my show. If they need to get dressed, as far as your characters and stuff, need to get dressed or whatever, cool. I might have some kickbacks up here. This was a skybox. Like I think I put the linen Friday or one of them sales. I like it, but it's stressful. Down to. And this is back down in that same building that we were in before. It's our podcast studio. So when you hear us on Blog Talk Radio, we will be doing it from here. I have a photo thing, green screen, because I do videos and photos on green screen a lot. Think this is the first floor, yeah. So there's three floors in total. We have a workstation. This is just going to be a work area for people that work for Apex. When we start hiring folks. The desks we have, for studio. Sometimes you need cheap cheese, be sure. It's time to go look for a location or whatever. So. This is the second floor. The third floor you already seen. That's my office. Second floor. You have a music studio. Yes, I do write music. I will be recording via video on SL. It will be done here. I'm fully into role play. I'm very much into role play. So if I'm gonna do SL music, I'm gonna do it in the studio. I'm gonna have an engineer behind, the different tables. And if I'm, play piano, I don't play piano, but yeah, somebody acting like they play piano if I have piano on my beat. Then it's our conference room again for the company so that we can meet whenever. We need to meet and talk however we need to talk and do whatever we need to do. So this Apex conglomerate. I love this office. Got lots of trees around. I love the trees. But yeah, we're gonna be bringing continuity. And see, that's the eyesore I hate. The floating bubble thingies. Those get on my last, everlast cotton picking nerve. So, that is it, my friends. Grateful to have you guys come with me. Grateful to have you guys check out the new offices. They are not open to the public. Sorry. But our other office is, which is our streams office, that is. We're working on a library memorializing Black Mormons, and that will be open to the public. That's going to be a philanthropy type thing that I'm doing. So we have a lot of different things that are on deck. So. I hope you guys had a good time. Thank you guys so much for hanging and rolling with your boy. And I'll see you guys next broadcast. All right.